We're going to be preaching this morning about a woman of great faith. It's a neat little story about how a woman stands up to God, Jesus, and he kind of backed down, and she kind of won her way. She had great faith. Jesus left that place and went away to the district of Tyre and Sidon. Just then, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and started shouting, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not answer her at all. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she keeps shouting after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." And he answered, "It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord. Yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed instantly. She had great faith and she had great strength, and she wasn't afraid to ask for what she needed. There's a neat little story about a man and his wife getting ready for bed. And his wife happens to look out the window at the shed out back, and the light's on. And she goes, "Honey, you left the light on in the shed." He goes, "I wasn't out there today." So he happened to glance out the window, and he noticed several men in there pillaging around and stealing stuff. So he rings up the police and tells them what's going on, and they're like, "Well, sir, we don't really have anybody in the area. It would be a while before they could get out there." He says, "Okay, fine." Hangs up the phone. Counts to 30. Rings up the police again. He says, "You know, I just called about the people stealing from my shed. Don't worry about sending anybody. I just shot all of them." He said within a few minutes, there was 5 or 6 cop cars, an armed response unit, and they arrested the people that were in the shed. One of the police officers looked at him and said, "Sir, I thought you said you shot all of them." He says, "I thought you said there was nobody in the area." Sometimes we have to do things that gets people's attention. And sometimes we even feel like we need to do things to get God's attention. We may feel like he's not paying attention. We've got to do something drastic to get his attention. This woman, this Canaanite woman we were talking about this morning, she got Jesus' attention. And I think in the process, it allowed him, like so many things that he did, to teach his disciples that you have to have compassion on everyone, not just the Jewish people. She was strong and stood up to Jesus. And as much as society, even today, still thinks women are the weaker sex, I would beg to differ. I think they can hold their own with any man. This woman had great strength and faith, and a lot of women do. There's another little story about a woman in a farming community. She attended one of these farm meetings that was typically only attended by men, the men farmers. And in the middle of this meeting, she stood up and she spoke her piece. She had something she was going to say. Well, one of the elderly farmers, he kind of took offense to that, and he jumped to his feet and he said, "What does she know about anything? I would like to ask her if she knows how many toes the pigs have." She quickly jumped to her feet and he said, "Take off your boots, Fred, and count them for yourself." She was not going to shrink away from that. A lot of women have great strength and faith like that. I think in order to be a mother, be a parent, you have to have great strength. In order to deliver a child, you have to have great strength. And that's why I think women are just as strong or maybe even stronger than most men. I don't think most men could survive having a child. This woman desperately wanted something done for her daughter. We don't know what kind of a demon possessed her daughter. We don't know if it was some kind of illness that she thought was a demon. We're not ever really told that because it's not really relevant to the story. What's relevant to the story is that she stood up to Jesus, and Jesus taught his disciples a lesson. The disciples wanted to send her away. And that would have been the wrong thing to do. So Jesus let them know that you can't do that. As a good Christian person, if you're a true follower of Jesus, you have to have compassion on everyone, no matter who they are. And you think about the Canaanites and the Samaritans and these other groups of people. They were not well liked by the Jews, and I don't think they liked the Jews very much. There was a lot of prejudice. And even today, if you look at the Middle East, there is prejudice still. The Jews don't like the Palestinians. The Palestinians don't like the Jews. So it's something that's been going on for a long, long time. It's just something that you have to deal with. And like we read in the responsive reading, we would be so much better off if we lived in unity as one people instead of a bunch of different groups of people that have diverse ideas. We need to be united. This woman, first of all, had the power of persistence. She was determined. She was going to be heard. And good for her. She needed to be heard. Too many people in a similar situation would give up. You pray for something, you need something really bad, or you feel like you need something really bad, and it just doesn't happen quite right, so you go, psst, I give up. You can't do that. The Bible tells you to pray continually. Be persistent. This woman was persistent, if nothing else. Which reminds us of another story in the Bible about a persistent woman, the widow that kept going back to the judge and back to the judge until he finally said, okay, I'll take care of you. You're going to drive me nuts here. You have to be persistent. You have to know that you're right and that you truly need what it is that you're asking God for. Express your great desire to God. He wants to see that. He knows what you need. He knows what you need before you know what you need. But He still wants to communicate with you. He wants to see how important is that to you. We all know who Clint Black is, country and western singer. Did you know when he was a teenager, he had this dream of being a country and western star? And of course, that's a long ways off. He, as a teenager, was going door to door selling subscriptions to the Houston Post. And he tells a story about one day he walked up to this house and knocked on the door, and the man came to the door and he gave his little spiel, and the man, after several expletives, slammed the door in his face. But he tells that he was not going to give up. He knocked on the door again. The man came back to the door, and after some talking, he actually wound up selling him a subscription to the Houston Post. He got to where he was so good at it that they got him to train others on how to sell these subscriptions. But while he was doing all this as a young man, he taught himself to play the harmonica and the guitar. And by the time he was 18, he turned all of his attention to becoming a professional musician. He never lost his dream. He was persistent. He was determined. He was going to make it happen, and it did. You have to be willing to stick to it and be successful. There's so many people out there that want to be successful that give up too quick. You look at successful people, and statistically you'll find that people that have made great success, good businesses, or become well off, they probably failed two or three times before they got to where they're at. They didn't give up. How many people start out to do something like that, have this dream, and the first obstacle that comes up, they go, this isn't going to happen, I give up. You can't do that. You have to have stick-to-itiveness, and persistence, even when you hit an obstacle, or in this woman's case, Jesus rebuffed her. You also learn from this lesson that she spoke up. She made her request known. She was going to be sure that he heard her, one way or another. She was not meek about it. It's been said, some businessman made the comment, that the meek shall inherit the world, but they'll never increase market share. You can't succeed if you don't stay with it. Speak up and try. You've got to try. We're kind of in a culture where our parents teach us to be kind of quiet, you know, don't rock the boat kind of thing. Sometimes you've got to rock the boat. Sometimes you've got to get your feet wet. It's just all about that. You've got to speak up. You've got to do what's right. Eleanor Roosevelt one day got up before her husband and left the White House to visit a prison in Baltimore. When the president finally woke up and realized his wife was gone, he asked her secretary where she went. Secretary looked at him and said, "She's in prison, Mr. President." And he looked at the secretary and said, "I'm not surprised, but what for?" She was one of those women that had great strength. She was going to do what she knew needed to be done. She did some controversial things, but she was not reluctant to speak her mind and let you know what she thought. She spoke up for herself. You have to speak up. David Siemens wrote a book called Healing for Damaged Emotions. And he tells a story about a man named Ben. Ben was one of these that didn't speak up for himself. He was very quiet, didn't hardly say anything. When he talked to you, he mumbled because he didn't have any confidence in himself. Marilyn will tell you that I'm that way. I mumble a lot. She'll look at me like, "Would you speak up?" But there are people that are like that. They don't have the self-confidence to speak up for themselves. They just kind of mumble. You can't hear what they're saying. They're uncomfortable around people. So David Siemens talks about how he took Ben to the side and he got Ben to start reading books, read them aloud. And he would encourage him to read them louder and louder until he got Ben used to speaking louder. He was still a little bit shy and meek, but he could at least speak louder now. He was one of these that, as David Siemens puts it, could have been wearing one of those sandwich signs that said, "Excuse me for a living." That was the kind of person he thought he was. He was a doormat, somebody that wouldn't stick up for themselves. David Siemens got him to speak up and stand up for himself. We have to be that way. We don't want to be doormats. We want to stand up. We want people to hear us. We don't want to lie down and let people walk all over us. This woman, this Canaanite woman, was not about to let that happen. And when she did stand up, Jesus' response, probably, if you can imagine the look on his face, he was probably shocked that she had a comeback the way she did, looked at her and said, "Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted." He didn't have to see the daughter, didn't have to be anywhere near the daughter, didn't have to know exactly what was wrong with her. She was healed at that very moment. Which makes us think of another story, the centurion that came up to Jesus and said, "My servant is sick. Come with, you need to heal him." And Jesus says, "Okay, I'll come with you." And he says, no, "I'm not worthy for you to come with me. I know that if you say the word, he will be healed." And Jesus was again amazed at the great faith of the centurion and said, "The servant will be healed." You have to believe. You have to have great faith. You have to know that he's going to answer you. All you have to do is ask. All you've got to do is speak up. Motivational speaker Les Brown puts it like this. If you want a thing bad enough to go out and fight for it, to work day and night for it, to give up your time, your peace, and your sleep for it, if all that you dream and scheme is about it, and life seems useless and worthless without it, if you gladly sweat for it and fret for it and plan for it and lose all your terror of the opposition for it, if neither cold, poverty, famine, nor gaunt sickness, nor pain of body and brain can keep you away from that thing that you want, if dogged and grim you beseech and beset it, with the help of God, you will get it. You have to have that kind of attitude. Nothing's going to stop you from accomplishing what you know needs to be accomplished. And with God's help, you can make that happen. If God is for us, who can be against us? You know, if you've got God on your side, you can make anything happen. You can't be a doormat. You have to be a disciple. You have to be trusting and believing. Another thing that kind of gets people sometimes is they don't want to confront what they consider an authority figure. The government or a doctor or the boss or whatever. They don't want to confront them. Especially like doctors. We tend to go to doctors and we don't tell them everything. We just kind of go and let them figure it out. You need to talk to your doctor. You need to confront the doctor, if you will. Somebody came up with a code of ethical behavior for patients. One of them is, do not expect your doctor to share your discomfort. Involvement with the patient's suffering might cause him to lose valuable scientific objectivity. Be cheerful at all times. Your doctor leads a busy and trying life and requires that all the gentleness and reassurance he can get. Try to suffer from the disease for which you are being treated. Remember that your doctor has a professional reputation to uphold. Do not complain if the treatment fails to bring relief. You must believe that your doctor has achieved a deep insight into the true nature of your illness, which transcends any mere permanent disability you may have experienced. And that's the way some people approach their doctor. They don't want to really bother him. Something's bothering them. They don't feel good, or they hurt somewhere, but they don't really want to bother the doctor. That's what he's there for. Don't be afraid to stand up for yourself. Don't be afraid to be persistent. If he gives you something and it doesn't work the first time, go back and say, Doc, I need something different. Don't be afraid to speak up for yourself, whether it's the doctor or your boss or your spouse or somebody on the street. You have to be willing to speak up for yourself, and you have to be willing to be persistent. If nothing else, this woman was persistent, and she spoke up. She didn't let anything stop her from her dream, her mission, her goal, or however you want to describe it. She was going to get this done one way or another. And she did. She was very quick to respond, but Jesus. And he was impressed. Of course, I'm sure he knew all this was going to transpire, but he used it as a lesson. A lesson for his disciples and a lesson for us. We've got to be persistent in prayer and in everything we do. We have to speak up for ourselves. Nobody else is going to do it. You have to be strong in what you believe. You have to have great faith. That's an idea that goes throughout the Bible. You have to believe. You have to have great faith. Jesus told his disciples, if you had a faith of a mustard seed, you could move a mountain. It doesn't take much. But we tend to have that doubting Thomas in our head, and we think, well, why would he do that for me? or do I really need that? And we kind of cower down. We can't cower down. You have to stand up for yourself. You have to speak up. Let him know what you want and need. You may not get exactly what you want and need, but he always answers. He always answers prayers one way or another. And you'll know when you got that answer. So be persistent. Be faithful. Be strong. Stand up for yourself, no matter what the situation is. And good things will come out of it. Have great faith. This woman had great faith. Amen.